And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Today is Tuesday, January 21st, and we are very pleased to have Elise Wheeler in the studio with us today for today's Community Voice. She's the president of the Carrollton Writers Guild, and today we're going to be chatting about the upcoming Carrollton Book Fest. It's going to be in April, but we needed to get her in the studio early so that we could prep all of the listeners who would be interested in submitting applications for the Bryn McLean Masterclass, which will be April 4th during the Carrollton Book Fest. So we're going to be sure to give you all the important information to participate in that masterclass and, of course, talk about so much more. Good morning, Elise.
Hey, good morning, Josh. It's so great to be here.
Yes, thank you for waking up on this pretty cold morning. I was expecting snow, but it didn't happen.
Well, they say later today. You never know.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Well, I hope for a very romantic moment, you know, standing out in the parking lot with Colin and the snow starts falling. It'd be beautiful, you know.
It would be lovely.
Right.
That's why I moved south, was to get away from it. But however, it still is nostalgic to
see
the snow out there.
Oh, yeah.
And the last one wasn't pretty. The last one was sleety and that sort of stuff. So we need a pretty fall.
It really was. It took like, you know, at least 2 or 3 days to find my dog. I mean, he was buried out there somewhere. No, he loved it, actually. He's a little mini poodle. He was very jazzed about it. He was never seen snow, so he was pretty excited.
Well, I was thinking the last time we saw snow of any significance was December of 2017. Mm. We had 11 inches, remember?
Wow, yeah, I do remember that.
But now I'm thinking about all the kids that were 1 and 2 years old or were just born in this period who've never seen snow.
Yeah.
So that was pretty exciting for them.
That was exciting for them, no doubt about
snow
it.
Snow is for kids.
Yeah. So speaking of nostalgia and childhood wonder, let's talk about the Writers Guild, because I know you've been on the program many times, but for folks who may be tuning in the first time to hear one of your interviews, tell us a bit about yourself and then tell us a bit about the Carrollton Writers Guild.
About myself. Okay, so I have had a lengthy career in laboratory medicine, and when I retired, I went to do what I really loved, which was to write fantasy.
Awesome.
So my best friend, who unfortunately is no longer with us, and I have two fantasy books out. One is Raven's Eye, which is the first part of the Foxhaven trilogy, and then Waterton Zoo, which is part of the Nick and Sherry stories. I've got the second volume that will be coming out in the fall of the Foxhaven Chronicles, and I'm just real excited to get back to it. The Writers Guild is a fantastic group of people. We have approximately 50 members now. We have subgroups, which we call Just Prose, Just Poetry, Just Memoir, Just Saturday, and each of these groups have a different focus. Just Poetry, obviously, is a really talented group of people that are poets from all sorts of different perspectives. Dr. Covell writes very lyrical, almost mythologic type poetry. He's very much into the mythology of the world. All the way to Eleanor Holmes, who is fantastic. She titles herself a women's lib Southern poet, or a feminist Southern poet, forgive me, feminist Southern poet, which really, she's very approachable. Her poetry is very much about everyday life and the way that we have to survive it.
Yeah.
But there's a very active group, and they will be having actually an evening of poetry at the end of April, which we'll put the dates out. It's the last Friday in April.
Excellent.
Then our Just Prose group is everything from fantasy with me, Stephanie Baldy, who writes suspense, Dwayne Soul, one of our dear friends who also does fantasy. He has Blueberrians at the Gate.
Same height as Bing Crosby, that guy. Isn't it crazy?
Exactly.
Dwayne Soul. Yeah, incredible book.
It absolutely is. But we have folks that are writing true crime. We have a number of fantasy writers now. And we get together and critique each other's work. So we submit what we want them to read, and then we do a critique. We're kind, we're gentle, but we're also right down to the nitty-gritty. Then the Just Memoir group, obviously, is working on their memoirs. They're a wonderful group that have everybody, all sorts of things. One of the writers is talking about her time as a missionary in Africa, all the way to one of our other writers who's writing about his long career in medicine. Fascinating stuff. Just Saturday is for those folks that can't come during the week, because we generally meet on a Wednesday during the day. Just Saturday is everything. They do poetry, memoir, prose, everything, and that's the second Saturday. All this information is on our website, carrolltonwritersguild.org. And we always love inquiries from people about coming and joining the group.
How long have y'all been doing this?
It's a little over 20 years old.
Wow.
But we have blossomed in this last 2 years. We've gone from about 30 members to close to 50. And the Writers Guild was the group that finally said, Dahlonega does a book festival, Decatur does a book festival, but there was nothing out here in West Georgia. So that's where the Carrollton Book Fest came from, in that we started, this will be our third year, so we started 2 years ago. And we really want to see it grow and become a literary event for West Georgia.
People don't realize how blessed we are. If you were interested in local art, if you're interested in local authorship, or becoming a writer, having a resource like the Writers Guild and an event like the Bookfest is mm-hmm. such a big deal. I mean, I have lots of friends, including myself, that that typically go to Bookfest and try to take in something while, you know, when they can. And there's so many moving pieces. There's so many there's something for the whole family, no matter what you're interested in, and not to mention the opportunity to, you know, have some rapport with our local authors and possibly even be recruited into the Writers Guild. Because I have several friends now that have dabbled in writing, and every one of them have said that having the Carrollton Writers Guild on hand to give them gentle but you know, effective criticism and advice in terms of writing their first book is priceless.
Yeah,
and they say it's incredible. Now, so this year, this year's Book Fest will be the third annual. So let's talk about the second annual in the time we have leading up to our first commercial break, because I know that it's it was a pretty big smash success from what I'm hearing. So tell us about how it went down.
The last year was a lot of fun. First off, our keynote speaker was outstanding. It was Rick Bragg. He is such a gentleman. He is such a very kind and caring man, and did a wonderful job. We're very fortunate to have a member in Matt Jolly, who is a Edward R. Murrow, I forget the word, commentator,
sure.
Whatever. But Matt does a fantastic job interviewing people. He has an internet radio station, Georgia Radio, and he does a lot of interviews for us. So he interviewed Rick Bragg on Saturday morning, and that was wonderful to hear the stories come out in a comfortable fashion instead of a presentation on the stage.
Got a Socratic dialogue, right?
Exactly. And we were fortunate to bring in individuals from not only regional writers, but we bring in national best-selling writers as well. One of the things, though, that I think is terribly important is that we need to get the word out that it's for readers, not just for writers. And I think that's been one of the feedback that we've gotten, is that we're just not reaching out and getting to the people who want to read. And as we were talking before, writers work very much in isolation. And to have a writers group like we have gets you out of that, you know, desk that you're sitting in front of, or a computer that you're sitting in front of, and able to interact with other writers. But writers love to talk to readers about their work. And so this year we're really reaching out to the book clubs, reaching out to individuals who would like to come and get to know the authors. You know, we tried to do that last year. We kind of got our foot in the door, but Tim Chapman, who runs the Carrollton Art Center for the Arts, is very complimentary and very supportive in saying it takes time for these things to build.
He's the best.
He's wonderful. The whole crew there, they go way above and beyond to make sure that our events come out very, very successful. So I'm very pleased to be part of the community there.
So let this be a call to action for all of our local book clubs, reading clubs, poetry clubs, fantasy clubs, horror clubs. If you are interested in reading, this is your opportunity to not only possibly participate in the Bryn McLean Masterclass, which we're going to be talking about when we come back from the first break, and how you can apply and get that application in before February 17th, as well as the Carrollton Book Fest. You're not going to want to miss this opportunity. Spread the word. Tell your friends. Come on out and let's make the third annual the biggest book fest yet. We're going to go and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with President of the Carrollton Writers Guild, Elise Wheeler, as we chat more about Carrollton Book Fest. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. Today is Tuesday, January 21st. If you're just tuning in, be sure to check out the full podcast of this morning's episode with Elise Wheeler, president of the Carrollton Writers Guild, which will be uploaded to the station's website as well as graticommunications.com. You want to be sure to check out the full story. As we are now back to the program, I'd love to chat a bit about the upcoming Book Fest, but there is something very important that we would want to cover before we get too deep into the weeds of the Book Fest, and that is the Bryn McLean Masterclass.
Okay.
So let's talk about it.
Bryn's Masterclass is called What's Working? Do More of That.
What a name.
It's great. She presented this last year to 12 participants, and they all raved about how excited they were, how encouraged they were. Bryn has said her goal is for people to rush out of the class and get back to their computers and get it done. She is just a lovely, lovely, supportive lady, and is a fantastic writer herself. So everybody who attended would give you five stars on the opportunity. It is a full day. It's from 9 to 4. We provide lunch. And it's the opportunity for you to work with 12 other very talented people. It is a submission process. You have to submit 1,000 words to be considered. There is a fee of $25, which you get the ticket through Eventbrite.
Nice.
And then if you are chosen, then the rest of the fee will be sent in by check. It is $100 for the day, which is a bargain. It is an absolute bargain to have a full day of her attention. Then after you're accepted, then you submit another 2,500 words, and that goes out to all the participants who read it and come in with their own critiques.
Wow.
And you spend the day working with how do you critique a piece of work, and then getting the feedback for you to get excited and get out and get the job done.
I imagine there are plenty of struggling writers right here in our own community that would love the opportunity to have, you know, her undivided attention for a while. And of course, have her eyes on some of the stuff she's working on. You know, they're working on be able to talk about it. Now, does she have a particular genre, or does she dabble in a bit of everything?
She is kind of in the Pat Conroy school of Southern literature. Mm-hmm. Her first book is One Good Mama Bone, and it is the story about a young woman who suddenly has the care of a young child, and she's always been told by her mother that she didn't have one good mama bone and wouldn't be able to do it. And in the process, she bonds with a mother cow, nice. Mama Red. And Mama Red takes care of her calf. And over this story that unfolds, the main character discovers that she does have one good mama bone, and she's a very good mother. And it's a beautiful, lyrical story. It's won several awards, and Bryn is currently has just finished her second book, and hopefully the second book will be out sometime later this year or early next year. So, wow. But she will work with any genre. The only thing she does not want is poetry. She says she's not into that, but she'll work with submit memoir, nonfiction, fiction. You know, you can submit anything that you are currently working on. And we recommend that the first 1,000 words really be the beginning of your story, be where does your story take off. Because that first line, that first paragraph, is the most powerful thing to draw a reader in.
Wow.
Yeah.
So this is an opportunity to submit an application, 1,000 words, you said. And is there... would you one more time kind of just remind folks what they need to... So the 1,000 words would be the beginning of their book, just to make sure.
They can pick anything they want, but we recommend the beginning of the book.
Makes sense.
Because, you know, that's where you launch.
Yeah.
And we ask that you submit it in a Word document or ODT document, which is Open Office, just so that editing comments can be made all along. And the other benefit of it is that you meet other people who are writing and you build your own community. Whether you become part of the guild or whether you just build your own community out there, if you connect with someone else who's writing, then you can encourage each other.
There's power in that sangha. What the sangha is, what the Buddhists call community, to have that sangha, that's incredibly important.
Absolutely. Now, we have two other master classes that day. One of them is Lola Schaefer, who is a outstanding children's author and educator. And she is accepting individuals. And there's not a submission process. She's open to anybody who wants to write their first children's book. And she's going to talk about how to write a children's book that's marketable. And so that will be also from 9 to 4 on that Friday. The information's all on the website. And then George Weinstein and his wife Kim Conray are coming to do a full day on from manuscript to publication. They're going to talk about the whole process of how do you get that finished manuscript actually published, wow, marketed, and out there. And George is fantastic. He's the executive director of the Atlanta Writers Club. And he has been very supportive of us and has done this as a hour and a half workshop and has now expanded it to a full day.
Wow.
Again, each of these are $100, which again is a bargain if you look at the cost of going to workshops in other areas. And so all those applications are open on Eventbrite.
Yeah, these are very much collegiate level academic workshops, you know, and instead of having to, you know, go into debt to go to school and pay hundreds of dollars for a parking spot every semester, you can skip all that. Don't worry about the FAFSA process. Just come in here and register for some of these master classes. Now, just to remind folks, these master classes, I believe all of them will be going down on Friday, April 4th.
Friday is our Writer's Day. Saturday is our Reader's Day.
Excellent.
That's
now,
when
let's
we,
lay it
folks.
On them.
Okay. Our keynote speaker in the middle of the afternoon is Karen White. And Karen White has a whole series of... Trad Street is one of her series that's set in Savannah and has a lot of paranormal aspects to it.
Love it.
But she has a number of other bestsellers. On Folly Beach was a New York Times bestseller. She also has Royal Street, which is another series with a touch of romance and paranormal in it. And she's recently co-authored four novels with Beatrix Williams and Lauren Willig. And the most recent one, which I haven't gotten to yet, but I'm going to get, is The Author's Guide to Murder.
Wow. Hey.
So I think she will be a fantastic keynote speaker for us. In the morning, we're going to have three sessions going on, and we're going to have coffee and pastries because it's going to be casual. We're limiting the number of participants to 20 individuals so that it is more of an intimate conversation with the authors. In the afternoon, we will have three sessions with wine and cheese.
Nice.
Again, limited so that it is an intimate conversation with them. Some of the folks that are coming are Lynn Cullen. Lynn is a best-selling author of historical novels. I just finished reading her Reign of Madness, which is the story of the Spanish nobility during the time of Christopher Columbus.
Wow.
It's fascinating, absolutely amazing book. And she's her most recent book is Woman with the Cure, talking about the woman who did a lot of the work behind Lewis Salk when they were developing the polio vaccine.
Oh, wow.
She kind of focuses on women in history who have not gotten their day in the sun for all of the contributions they've made.
Wow.
You know, because some individual took more of the credit for it. One of them I'm really looking forward to is Mary Martha Green. She is known as the cheese biscuit queen. She is a chef, and her books have recipes in them and stories about the South and where the recipes came from and her family. And she's just an amazing woman to talk to.
It's hard to get more Southern than hoop cheese biscuits. I mean, she knows what she's talking about.
Well, her first book is The Cheese Biscuit Queen Tells All. And the second book, though, I love is The Cheese Biscuit Queen Kiss My Aspic.
That's awesome.
So she will be
That's
amazing. One of the others is Brett Witt. And Brett is known, Brett Witter. He's a professional writer, and he co-authors a number of books. But one of his famous series is Dewey the Library Cat, which is an absolutely fascinating story. It's a real-life story about a cat that was found in the book drop box on one of the coldest days. And actually, the kitten's paws were frostbitten. And he became known as Dewey, and he lived in the library for 18 years. And it's a fascinating story. It's a lot of fun. But people may know him for The Monument Men, which became the movie with George Clooney. But I think he has written across genres. He's gotten so many books, and they're so different. He will be a fascinating person to talk to. McCracken Poston Jr., who is a trial lawyer, and was involved in a very interesting trial of a gentleman who was accused of killing his wife. And he has now written a book about it, and it's a very famous. So he's a kind of true crime writer. I think he will be exciting. And one of the great ones is that we are partnering with the West Georgia Library System. They are going to have their first community read, and they have picked One Summer in Savannah, which is Tara Shelton Harris. And all the information from them will be coming out early in February. But partnering with them means that we're going to have Tara with us, both for a conversation session of the Intimate 20, but she's also going to do an interview. Hopefully Matt Jolly will be the interviewer in the morning for anyone who has involved with the community read. So that will be open to in the auditorium. We'll have plenty of space for people to come. But once you have read some of these books, to see the author, to hear the author speak, when I hear an author talk, then when I read their books, I hear their voice in my head.
Oh, I love that.
And it's just so much fun to know, well, I've actually spoken with this person and gotten to know them.
Add a more personal dimension to your reading experience by meeting some of these knockout icon authors where you can have very, you know, intimate one-on, you know, very smaller group sizes where you can have, you know, as much time as you need to kind of run some things past them and pick their brain and learn some things from them. We do want to reiterate one more time. We'll probably do it a couple more times. But this isn't just for writers. Just a reminder to people that are tuning in. Yes, even you tuning in with the young kids. Like, you know, there are going to be some things out there at this event that is going to be great. Help find some great kids books for the children. Or just learn from these children authors, and perhaps you can write your own, and just learn and grow with the immense talent that the Writers Guild has assembled right here in our own hometown, April 4th and 5th.
Well, we're also lucky to have Bookmiser coming back to handle book sales, so there will be books available, and the authors will be available to autograph, to personalize, for you to actually get a chance to speak to them individually. And so I think it'll be a great event. If you have purchased a book ahead of time because you are reading up on one of these folks, you can bring the book and have it autographed.
Nice.
You know, you're not limited to having to buy there. But I think the great thing is that when you've read one, you are excited about looking at the next book that the author is producing.
Awesome. This is going to be Carrollton Book Fest April 4th and 5th. We need to go ahead and take our last commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to wrap up our conversation with the president of the Carrollton Writers Guild, Elise Wheeler, as we continue our conversation about the Carrollton Book Fest, and in particular, the Bryn McLean Masterclass, which you still have time. You have until February 17th to submit your 1,000 words to be a part of this masterclass on April 4th. For more information, of course, go to carrolltonwritersguild.org or carrolltonbookfest.com. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop. Seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
And we're back. Community Voice. Today's Tuesday, January 21st. Time is 8:56. We're almost out of time with our guest, Elise Wheeler, with the Carrollton Writers Guild. But we are going to leave with some parting thoughts as we wrap up our conversation about Carrollton Book Fest coming up April 4th and 5th, as well as Bryn McLean's masterclass. Take it away, Elise.
Okay. I think one of the important things for us right now, and the reason that we're doing this so early, is both the short deadline for Bryn's master writing class, but also that we want to connect with the book clubs. We want to reach out to them, we have two email addresses. One of them is carrolltonbookfest@gmail.com. The other one is carrolltonwritersguild@gmail.com. If anyone out there would like to let us know about their book club meeting that Helen Stein or Stephanie Baldy or myself, any one of us would come and chat with you about who the authors are that are coming. We'd like to give everybody a chance to choose one of the books of an author that they might be interested in for their March read. Many of them work, you know, from 1 month to the next. And I know we do want to continue to promote what West Georgia Library System is doing with the One Community Read. We would really love to see people all embrace that. I know that Tara will be here, and she will also be on the West Georgia campus and doing some events on the campus, which, again, is a great way for us to build a network of reaching out to individuals who enjoy reading. So if any of the book clubs would like to drop us an email, we would be glad to answer questions or come to a meeting and just let you know that we really want to see the community enjoying this. You know, the atmosphere here is fantastic between the things that Tim Chapman brings in, the Arts Fest that is in October. The music, I mean, all of the ensembles and the orchestra and everything here is just fantastic. And we just saw that the literary piece of it was missing, and that's why we are doing this book festival. We just need to keep it growing.
Absolutely. And kudos to you all for, you know, trying to incorporate all the local book clubs, you know, engaging with the West Georgia Regional Library System for their One Community Read. I mean, I think this efforts like these are what has led to it getting bigger and bigger each year. And I have no doubt this year's Book Fest will be the biggest and best yet.
Yeah. We're fortunate, too, that we have contacts with the Noonan Group, Hometown Novel Writers Association, and with the Carnegie Library down there. So we're reaching out regionally. And we also reach out to support other activities. There are smaller book events in the region, and we want to promote all of those as well.
Excellent. Well, for more information about the Carrollton Book Fest coming up on April 4th and 5th, or the Bryn McLean Masterclass, which of course will be on April 4th, you can get those applications in before February 17th. You can learn more at carrolltonwritersguild.org and carrolltonbookfest.com. Elise, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
I am just delighted to be here. It's always so much fun.
And thank you to everyone who is tuning in at home. We'll see you next time.